What's up? What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm L'Oreal.
Malibu Mitch.
Michael Arsenault.
Yes. So we have two special guests today. Gigi's like vacationing, traveling, running around. So Michael Arsenault's here, and we know him from I Can't Date Jesus.
Yes.
And you have a new book coming out that you announced recently.
Yes. It's called I Don't Want to Die Poor. I need to write that book first. I Can't Date Jesus is still available, still very affordable, and some things are still happening with that. But
Entertaining.
Yes. It might be very entertaining if all comes through. But yes, and I have to come. Thank you for having on me, because I have to make up for you thinking, having people think I don't suck dick.
Okay.
Do you see how I stumbled through that?
Yeah.
It's a sore spot
for
me.
You could barely get it out. He got a lot of flack because he doesn't enjoy sucking dick.
Really?
And he sucks dick with a resting bitch face.
Wow.
Oh my God.
What? Hold on. Clarity.
You probably don't like the person enough.
I think most dicks are ugly.
Okay.
But if I really, really like you, I will suck your dick and probably enjoy it. I'm realizing I don't like that many people.
Well, that's good.
Are dicks ugly?
I haven't sucked the dick since 2014.
Oh, come on now.
I haven't liked nobody like that. I didn't say I didn't eat ass. I didn't say I didn't fuck. I just said I didn't suck a dick.
Wait, so how can you eat ass without sucking a dick? I feel like that go together.
I like ass more than a dick. You can have more fun with ass for me than like, you
know, more nutrients.
Random looking dick.
Yo, Angela.
I feel like I gotta do it. If I'm going to do one, I got to do the other. Like, I can't
Man.
I definitely would suck a dick before
But to be like,
no, definitely.
A little honey on the dick, because I think of Mariah Carey, because that's what the song is about to me.
Honey on the dick.
Yes, I've done that, but it's not since 2014.
Honey on a dick. It's so like mustard on the beat. Mustard honey on the dick.
Just for you, I will suck a dick in 2019.
Somebody's holiday is going to be made. But you like your dick sucked.
Yeah, I'm
That's
selfish.
Where it's not fair.
Yes, that's what I was shamed for being selfish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because they're like, okay, my turn. And you're like, give me your ass.
I'm not into that.
And that's I was like, you knew what it was when you came over.
Like, there's nothing worse than when, like, I'm sure for a guy to get his dick sucked and the person look like they don't want to do it.
Exactly.
You're like,
I actually realized I don't think I'm helping my cause. I'm making it worse.
Yeah.
Because this has come up on dates. Oh. And you don't suck dick. I'm like,
why are we here? No corn on the cob for you.
Right.
But like, why? So you, it's just because you think it's ugly, but you, there's
so
nothing about like the butt that's too attractive either.
Yeah. Right? That's what I'm saying. How you could just go straight for the butt, but not.
I've always been a picky eater. No, most dicks are ugly. That's all I got.
Malibu Mitch needs to do a count song about this and suck a dick. Okay,
right, this is my inspiration I'm getting right now.
Like, it's better to hear. Like, Kim used to say, used to be scared to not throw lips and shit. That just sounds better when I rap it than actually do it.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, we don't want you to be scared.
No, I'm not scared. This is ugly. If the right day comes along, I'll put it in my mouth.
No, I feel you.
And I know what
on
to do.
On some level, I feel you.
I know what to do when it's there.
It's just I might not let it get like there. You don't know how to do it right. Maybe that's why.
Mouth mad dry.
No.
Some dry dick.
It might not be many, but if I had a Yelp review, I know how to suck dick. I just don't do it. I'm not bad at it. If I'm going to do something,
people
I'll
be
put
on
energy
Yelp, like,
it.
Michael Arsenault tried to suck my dick. Oh, it was the worst experience. I looked down. He looked mad. The shit was dry.
Writing whole reviews.
Dick sucking reviews.
No. The only time I sucked dick badly was the first time, and I didn't realize how big my teeth were. But once I realized how to open my mouth,
you got scraping and all that.
Well, I asked him to teach me, and he wasn't a good teacher. And then we did it again, and he was happy.
So someone we know actually told us that, Trav, told us that men can suck dick better than women.
Mm-hmm.
You ever got your dick sucked by a woman?
No.
Never in life, ever?
Never?
No, I've never had sex with a woman.
Really? So you never touched a woman at all?
Yeah.
You tried.
No, I actually,
tried.
Well, you know, the book, I write about being afraid of sex in general. Right. So that's part of it. But women have tried to fuck. I actually in high school wanted to fuck. It just didn't happen. So that one time it just didn't happen.
It wouldn't get hard, right?
And then, no, it wasn't that. Like, we didn't get to her.
If Beyonce and Jay-Z broke up, would you have sex with Beyonce?
Not Beyonce, because she's my Lord and gyrator. I would fuck Rihanna.
Okay.
But the thing is, like, I'm gay. I could get my dick up. It's just I don't want to fuck women because I'm gay. So, like, women have, and even recently, no, recent is like 2 years ago, someone tried to fuck. I was like, girl, I'm gay.
But they know this, don't they?
Yeah.
Girls be thinking they could change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I'm going to turn you out
all the time.
It's not, it's not as bad as like dumb men with like lesbians, but some women have been like, you just need the right one. Now I'm older, so they're just like, this pussy is not changing.
Yeah. No, dirty ass.
Like, all you do is eat butt. A butt is a butt.
No.
Open up his butt.
I don't think every hoe is a hoe. Some people disagree.
Have you ever had a gaping butt? Because I just learned about gaping.
Oh my God, what is gaping Megan? Butt? What
I
is
don't know
the
what
hole?
That means.
Yeah, when that butthole is huge.
Oh God.
Oh, so that I'm not getting into that because then I'll be accused of bottom shaming. I don't know anything about that. Other than that's not particularly attractive and y'all hoes better tighten up. That's
oh
all I got.
My God.
So you're a top. You don't want no loose bottom.
I don't like it in me.
Okay.
If in a relationship, maybe, yeah, but
top
I don't
is so
like
much
it.
Better than the bottom.
Yeah, I'm sure.
For some, and some folks like the bottom because I don't. Again, bottom shaming is a real thing, so don't put that on me. But
really,
not oh my, God, my thing.
Like I've tried bottoming, it didn't.
It wasn't it.
It wasn't it.
Yeah, me too.
And in the way it started, it wasn't it. Like it happened in the book, though. It's just not it.
Right.
It wasn't it.
It wasn't good.
I feel you.
Oh my God, that's so crazy.
Now Malibu Mish, let's get to you a little something.
Yes.
Something.
Hi. My life is not that interesting. So.
Are you a bottom or a top? No,
I'm a both.
Yes, verse.
So, do you think that dicks are ugly?
It depends. I've seen a lot of ugly dicks.
Thank you for the support.
But some are cute, some yes. are right, you know.
Yes. Cute sounds terrible when it comes to a dick. Cute yeah, little dicks,
you know,
cute.
It's all right. It's all right. Because they look kind of weird. But no, I can't get with the light skin dicks. I'm not with it. I like the dark skin meat.
But some dicks be a different color.
Nah, yeah, I just like it dark.
Which I don't
just
like
mommy dark.
Like brown.
You like a brown dick.
A dark dick.
Okay. Yeah. She don't want brown.
No, I want a dark.
Well, she gonna end up with a pink dick for sure. Because we never
even.
Get what we want. So it's the opposite of what you think you want.
Nah, I'm not about that light skin shit. I'm about that dark skin life.
I dated a light skin guy that had a brown dick.
For real?
Mm-hmm. See, I told you it happens.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know why and I don't know how that happens, but like, your dick could be darker than your body.
Maybe he was bleaching the rest of his body. And didn't
what?
No, I'm kidding.
Mine is darker than my face, but it's not like significantly darker. Like it everything blends.
I wonder if it's the sun.
Yeah. Is it because we like scrub harder or like, I don't fucking know. Like,
is what you could be dick? Using shea butter? I don't know. Moisturize.
Y'all jerk off enough when y'all younger, the skin should turn the same color as your pale ass arm.
What about Asian men? Now, me and Malibu Bitch, are both Asian and black. Uh-huh. Have you ever dated an Asian man?
No. I think it's because I'm so mixed up. Like, mm-hmm. you know, my whole family's mixed up. I just like, I don't know. I like a black man, just dark and just dark.
What about a white guy? So you never date a white guy?
No, I never dated a white guy. Either. I dated one Puerto Rican before.
How was that? Because they crazy. I'm half Puerto Rican and I'm crazy too.
Yeah, you know, but I don't know. I dated a Spanish guy. So he did the little bachata move on me and I was like, I gotta get out of here. I'm not with all of that. So I was like, you know, I like my black niggas. I'm gonna stick to my black niggas.
But they say Spanish guys love to eat pussy. Like that's all they do all day and shit. Like they just come home, eat pussy, go to sleep, eat pussy, wake up.
They are good with their moms.
Yep, he knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that got away.
Good with their moms.
That's so crazy.
He sat here and reminisced.
He like, yeah, he started dancing and shit.
Very supportive of the community. Yes.
Now, how do you feel about being seen with somebody early on? You know, being like a public person, right? Mm-hmm. And let's just say it's a situation where, do you have a boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how long have y'all been together?
Almost 4 years now.
Okay, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say the first time y'all went out, because you've been rapping, you know, and he knew who you were. Did he know who you were before that?
I knew him since back in the day, I was like 16. So.
Oh, he don't even count.
Yeah.
So he don't count. Damn.
No, I'm just saying as far as his question.
But I can pretend like I'm single and answer that. Yeah.
Yeah, let's pretend to be single.
All right.
So let's just say that you're about to go on a first date with somebody, mm-hmm. right? Do you think about being seen and like where you're gonna go? Does that matter? Like, I don't wanna go to a place like this.
I'm not really, I'm not there yet, but I'm realizing people pay more attention to me than I thought. Mm-hmm. Particularly, I'm like, my dating pool isn't that big because I date like black men or like Latinx men mm-hmm. for the most part. So, like, even doing the Breakfast Club interview, I was out with someone and they remember something specifically I said about a guy. And I was like, oh shit. And we're trying to use like the apps, like that cannot happen because people will be like, oh, and I don't really want, like, your book meant so much to me. Or I saw you in some interview, like, that's really weird. Like, then they're trying to have, like, a heart-to-heart moment when I was trying to get a nut. So it just, that doesn't work. Or they try to, like, I've had people screen grab conversations I've had and, like, kind of try to blast me already. That happened a little bit. So that's, I'm learning as I go that,
you gotta be moved cautiously.
Yeah, because I just didn't, or even like dudes I've just approached, I'm like, they listen to, they people watch and pay attention. I tend to think I'm so under the radar, no one pays me any mind. I'm like, my friends have been like, no, stupid. Like,
no, I'd be like that too. I'd be thinking attention. I'm so, I swear to God, I'm regular. That I don't do nothing with my life. I'm just mad regular. No, but the same thing, I like to be low. Mm-hmm. I'm not about all of that. Like, if I go out, I'm gonna go somewhere mad low. Yeah. I'm not gonna go to Philippe's and shit like that. I'm gonna go to Kennedy's in Brooklyn somewhere mad low key. Like,
that's not low key. Movies.
I know, everybody it's not. But you know, like, I'm just mad low key. I don't like all that, you know? In the beginning, nah. Mm-hmm. And then it's funny, like, I used to get, like, a lot, I be thinking I'll be low key. So a lot of people be end up seeing me and shit like that. You know, back in the day when I was like single and shit like that. No, I'm not with it. Yeah. It just be too much. I screenshot videos sent. I'm just like so over it, you know? And a lot of the people I like, it's so funny because I would not tell people who I was in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like if I would meet them regularly.
Yourself?
You know, Jennifer by my first name.
Yeah, that's I do that said, too Jennifer. Sometimes. And like, they ask you, what do you do? What do you say?
Nothing. Bitches don't do a do lot. Nothing. Niggas will fuck with you. You cute? You don't gotta tell these motherfuckers nothing. No, sure. I'm just cute. That's my occupation. And they be like, okay, you right, bitch.
Oh, I'm sorry about men.
Yeah. That's funny. Because I think, like, if I meet a guy, right, we do want to know what you do.
Yeah.
Right? And imagine a guy's like, I'm just cute.
Like, that's no, for real, it's so different. No.
You don't think that's, I feel like in LA, that's the first question people ask, like, so what do you do? They don't even ask your name. For but real. I feel like in New York, like, you kind of got to go on you a date slide, to find out what a motherfucker do. They a whole scam.
You
got to
find out. You're going to find out a year later what that nigga do. Lie. And you indebted with him.
And he's
got
still
a baby,
lying.
Right? Still lying. Don't know shit about the motherfucker.
He don't do that shit that you found out he did.
That's not his real name.
Exactly. But do you like being Googleable?
I like for the guy that I'm dating to be Googleable. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm not trying to get raped, kidnapped, killed. Like, I got to know who you are. Because if not, I'll be thinking like,
I don't know that Google would tell you that.
No, but if it's somebody that
they'll tell you if they a creep or not.
That's what I'm saying. You can find out. You can find out.
There's a lot in jail. They ain't got no record of nothing.
No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, but if they've been in jail or have a record, that should all pop up nowadays. Mm-hmm. Your kids. Where they go to school. I want to see what's going on because you could be crazy.
But what about you being Googleable? That was the original question.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about that. Do I like it? It don't matter to me. Mm-hmm. I feel like it is what it is. The people going to know who you are and act like they don't know who you are anyway.
No, that's a fact.
Like, sometimes people will be like, oh, yeah, I'll watch your show. But sometimes a motherfucker will know exactly who you are and be like, well, you got a show with Angela. Who's Angela Yee? I never heard of him.
No,
and
I'm that's
like,
a
so
fact.
You never heard of Breakfast Club? Right.
No, never. I don't listen to the radio.
Yeah,
I don't got a radio.
You know what I'm saying?
Someone asked me on Tinder how were book sales recently.
No, really?
I didn't respond. That was very strange.
On Tinder?
Yeah, like, Match was like, how's book sales?
You were like, damn, how's Tinder?
God. I was like,
go on my fan page and ask that.
That
question.
Was a weird, real question, right? I was like, no, I didn't answer.
How did after the Breakfast Club interview, did you get a lot of people sliding in your DMs?
No, it was mostly like, wait, I don't want to sound like an ingrate. It was people being like, they were so happy to see. Let me use the right term. A queer black person of color on the, like, in that way, being it was like that kind of stuff.
He was like, where's the dick slide?
Hello, can I get a nut?
Yeah, like, no one approached me. Apparently, I still look like a bitch, even on the thing. But, well, a few people did hit on me. A few people. They were, like, younger, though. I was like, no.
You don't like younger guys?
I attract younger because I have stunted development, but not too much younger.
Okay.
Like, I'm realizing I probably don't need to go any lower than 28.
Right.
More recently, it was like 25, 26.
Huh? Malibu Mitch. I was like, you missed a cutoff.
Oh, no. I'm about to be 28 soon.
She's
like,
a baby.
I'm like,
I'm 28 soon.
So. I'm forgetting I'm getting older and I just don't realize how old people are. But then like 25, 26, I'm like, I'm probably going to be attracted to you, but we'll see.
Right.
28 at least is you're in a different headspace to me. And I don't mean necessarily for women because men are like not that
mad
bright.
Mature.
Yeah.
I don't like men. I'm basically Miss Andrews that like has to fuck a man. But other than that, I don't really like men.
Right.
We're not not that great. sorry, y'all, but we're not.
No, men ain't shit. And I feel like y'all not. And y'all don't mature until like at least 35. So like, even if you talk, like I could talk to a younger guy, like I like was talking to a younger guy or whatever. And like, he was bomb. Don't get me wrong. Sex was fire. But then when it came to like, conversations and shit, I'm like, yeah. What am I talking to this motherfucker about cartoons?
Mm-hmm. Also,
well, but you've been with your guy since you guys were young. Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about that? Like, how difficult is that? Is he mature enough? How does he handle what you do?
No, he is. Like, because he, you know, he does the same thing. But he knew me since I was younger. So, like when we be around each other, it don't be all that, you know, that whole music thing. I think that's what it be. Like, when you just meet somebody and they don't know you, mm-hmm. they haven't known you or something, then it gets kind of tricky. Because I remember, like, I hate talking about music. As much as I do it, like, mm-hmm. that's my job. So I feel like when I go home, yeah. it needs to not be at my house. Like, right. you know, I would date people and they would be like, oh, well, how's this person? How's this person? How's the studio? How's this person? And I'm like, motherfucker, I am not at work right now, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a lot of that. Now, no, I don't have to worry about none of that, you know?
Well, he does what you do, so he does music also.
Yeah.
Does mm-hmm. it get competitive?
No, it doesn't. Because, I be pushing him for him to do it. Like, when he was like, no, you know, I want you to focus on yours, I be pushing him to do his music, you know?
Right.
Because he's actually good, you know? So, no, not at all.
But how about when you're out and it's like, hey, guy over there, can you take a picture of me and Malibu Mitch?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't feel no way about
yo,
that?
Yo, it's so funny. People be mad respectful. I think they be scared of me more than, like, and he's standing right there, but they be more scared to come up to me. Like, we was on tour and stuff, and they were like so scared to even come next to me, and I had to be like, if you bring your ass, yeah, you over there looking at me with the googly eyes,
more scared.
Bring your ass over here. And I do that. I'm like looking all stupid and shit. I'm like, come over here. So they just be like, oh, this bitch is intense. So no, they be it's, no.
Mm-mm. All right, now we have some questions that people sent in.
Yes.
Now here's one question. Let's see what you think about this. Hi, I recently got married and my husband is white. Some of my black friends and coworkers have questioned me because they think that me marrying a white man means I'm not woke and that I'm ignoring my culture and heritage and the oppression that black people are receiving. None of that is true because my husband is pretty liberal and we've had these discussions multiple times. I'm still the same person. I just happen to love a white guy. What can I do or say to people who try to make me feel bad about my marriage?
She got to cuss her friends out. Mm-hmm. The reality, particularly, like, I'm going to get you in trouble. Black women of a certain age, if you want children, you want all this stuff, like, you want someone that you can have a child with. If you ideally would want a black man, great. But if one isn't available to you and you find it's from somewhere else, what are you supposed to do? I don't necessarily think dating a white guy means you are, like, not
woke.
Committed. If it comes from a place of, like, self-loathing, like, you don't want mm-hmm. black kids, you don't like yourself, that's something separate. But if you're just black and comfortable who you are, and you just so happen to be with a white person, what do you want? I had that pressure, too, because, like, as a gay black man who wants to get to a certain level and have certain accents, like, what if I ended up with a white guy? Would I feel like that'd be the worst thing to happen to me.
Every day I'm like, please never.
Like, I still have my idea, and I think I'm gonna get it. But if I did, I don't think that would take anything from me necessarily.
It's just hard because people, like, certain conversations, they're like, "Well, you married to a white man," so
yeah, which I think is not mm-hmm. totally fair unless you
we
really
do
just
that
don't
to people all the time.
Yeah,
look at ghosts, like. Mm-hmm. We thought that nigga was popping, but look at his wife.
No,
and like people do
no,
that
it's
all,
true.
And say that all the time.
You'd be so mad you see a black man on the red carpet with a white woman.
What the fuck? She taking our spot. Like, that's how it would be.
But also, you get successful.
They do it to us too. When they see us with a white man, they hate that. They hate it just
because which is unfair because the dating pool right now benefits black men more than it does like black women. It's a lot more women who are single and trying to have like marriage and kids and a partner. It's for more women than there are like black men, so it's a little uneven, which is probably why sometimes people get mad at like ghosts or whatever. Although ultimately,
his name is not Ghost. By the way,
well, I know.
That's so
bad.
I thought it was because Ghost is married to the Tory, and
that's
okay,
right.
So Ghost got him a black woman, but
But sometimes the black men don't pick up. Like if they went for a white woman, then you probably don't want him anyway because that's his whole set of issues. Not necessarily for every black guy, but. For some that like chase that way, like you probably bothered.
But you know
anyway.
What? In his defense, Amari Hardwick, he's been with his wife way before he had this show.
Which,
and they have kids and they've been together. So she has been holding. It ain't like he got famous and then got her. Like,
I don't judge those relationships. I just don't want to do it. The only relationship I judge is Kanye. Like, and that's because he's always been my
just
this interview keeps going left and left.
Like this nigga said, when you get on, Hilly asked for a white girl. And he was trying to be woke when he said that, right? Mm-hmm. But then he turned around and the motherfucker did just that.
Hip hop David Koresh has been telling on himself for a long time. So him ending up with Kim Kardashian is exactly what I expected.
Well, she's Armenian.
Which is why, you know,
Nice try.
So, yeah, he's the only person I judge because I feel like, you know, that changed his life. Mm-hmm. But everybody else, if you want to have you a white
everybody
girl,
but Kanye.
Well, no, that's real because he was pumping his chest. So
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. And that was the thing about me with him. Like, if you stand so strong for it, and I feel like maybe that's the thing with me. Like, I kind of really stand strong for it. Like, I don't want to marry no white man. So if I turn around and y'all see me and I'm marrying a white man, y'all gonna be like, this bitch.
No, you're right. That's the fact. What I'm saying? Yeah.
Her thing is that she looks so white, I think it bothers her.
I think that helped. Mm-hmm. That's part of it. But no, I it's true because I'm so light-skinned. I'm like, damn, my poor kids. But no, it was things I went through my life. Like, I lived in, like, all white areas and then I lived in, like, all black areas and, like, it was the difference in, like, how things I've heard people say and how I was treated, like, versus, you know, in both sides. And I just feel like that's always taking a toll on me. Yeah. So, like, I don't want to date a white man.
Yeah, you know I don't see that happening for you.
No, no.
I would never say never, but
I could see it happening.
He got to be like a nigga.
He got to be like, he got to be like 80 years old, rich and about to die.
Or that. And in the cold shit. Happy birthday. You about to die.
I'm a second victim of a heart attack. Sign right here. How much do our parents' relationships affect our relationships, though?
Definitely affected mom.
I think it does. Yes, yes, yes.
So, Malibu Mitch.
Yeah, my father wasn't shit. Mm-hmm. So, for a long time, I dated niggas that wasn't shit. Like, and I didn't notice until, you know, when you get older and you start to realize, like, oh, shit, my niggas act like my daddy. Like, so, yeah, it does.
What's the definition of, like, not being shit?
Like, you know, not being around. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, not caring, not being attentive. That's what I think. Like, you know, if you're not giving me your all, not necessarily like all your attention, but just, you know, showing me that you care. Like, you know, so that's what I think it was. I would date a lot of guys that, like, you know, act like they cared and stuff like that, you know? So
we always like guys that aren't good for us at first.
All the time.
Until we get to the point where, like, I'm tired
of
doing this
shit. Like, you're done getting embarrassed. You're done getting played. All of that. I was done with it. Mm-hmm. And especially the more I started getting fake lit and stuff like that, I was
fake lit.
You is not going to be violating me like I'm some regular bitch. I'm like, I am not regular no more.
You better go violate that regular bitch. You got to violate a regular bitch. Don't you think you're going to be violating me? No, that's true. I feel like you got to take yourself and put yourself in a different, when you feel like it's more eyes on you. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't make me look stupid and everybody's watching me.
Exactly.
Like, the
but then that starts
you?
Making you feel better about yourself and being like, oh, you know what? I'm fake learning my worth at the same time. Like, you know, you fake starting to care about yourself more. You're not fucking with these regular, not regular like that, but you know, the average nigga that'll do some fuck shit and then put up with his shit and be aight with it.
And then like, you be know? Mad at the chick he cheated with.
Right. Like, and you want to fight that bitch, but you don't touch him. Yeah. You don't do nothing to him. Like, you know, praise him like a king and shit, but beat the next bitch ass. Like,
oh,
I don't know.
Shit, Karen Sibbles in this bitch.
Look at Dope Q.
Okay, Karen. Fashionably late.
Sorry. Look at you looking all good.
She's like, I just got off a flight. Looking just amazing.
Well, Karen, this is Michael Arsenault.
Hi, it's nice to meet you.
Author of I Can't Date Jesus, and he has a new book coming out.
I don't want to die poor.
I don't want to die poor. None of us want to die. You know Malibu Mitch. Have you guys met before?
No, this is the first time.
Yes.
Okay. You got the nice shout out from Nicki Minaj, so.
Yes. Look, I'm living my best life. And I got a shout out from Foxy, so she called me Baby Fox. I'm mad hype these days.
Do you be feeling like sometimes that it is harder for women to co-sign other women?
Yeah, especially for black women. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when we start co-signing each other, it's like, oh, it's not genuine. It's not this. It's not that, you know? Or like if we support another female, especially a female rapper or anything like that, we sucking dick. Like, you know, that's all I've been seeing lately. Like, you know, when I show Nicki love, I show Foxy love, I show Cardi love, all of these, it's like, oh, you sucking dick. And it's like, no, I'm embracing, like, we ain't never have this much female rappers come out.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Back when I started rapping with Rough Rider 7 years ago. So it was like no females but Nicki, you know? So, and then all the girls that I did reach out to back in the day, they were like, man, bougie. They didn't want to reach out because they were fighting for that DK the second spot too, you know. Mm-hmm. So now all these girls, they interact with you, they'll reach out, like, you know. So I'm just loving it, you know.
That's good. I love it too. I love seeing like everything that's been happening for women, because it is true, there's a lot of women right now that's popping.
And then when you hear stuff on the radio, like, it's not like before. It used to be like, oh my god, who's this whack ass bitch? Like, it's different now. They like getting good.
Like
Keisha. I was like, oh, this song bangs. Like, it used to be, as soon as you hear the voice, you're like, turn this shit off. Mm-hmm. Like,
well, Karen, I'm glad you're here, because
we got some questions.
Well, you are like a social media expert also. Uh-huh. So what do you do when you're dating somebody and their Instagram is whack and they be having corny ass captions?
Oh yeah, I've been there. It's hard. I mean, it's technically their personality, it's their page, depending on the exact content they're posting. It's like, bro, can you tune it down some? Or it's, you don't even acknowledge them on social media. But there are people, it's just, they're funny on there, they just say stupid things and you just gotta let it be. But just for me, I just be like, yo, tone it down.
Cause that's some people's real life is really too different than what they be posting. And you're like, that's not even who you are. Why are you trying to be this person on social media?
But that's really sometimes what social media is for, people though. They get to be somebody else besides themselves in their everyday. I mean, that's what we got trolls and everything else for. So I'm not even surprised.
And we're gonna clown you. Like, I don't know why these guys think like you could put some whack corny something up and that we're not gonna screenshot it and send it to our
Send it in the group text.
I know me and Karen used to do that, and it was one guy, I'm sorry, I'm gonna tell this story, I ain't gonna say who. So the dude was like in the background of a picture, right? So then he posts the picture and he's like, me and, say it was Drake or something, me and Drake. And like, he's like at the table, three tables. He be like, you're clearing the table. But he asked Drake, right? Me and at Champagne. She's like, look at this corny ass.
I hate that. And when they bro everybody, I hate a nigga that bros everybody. Don't bro, like, you know, me and my big bro. And it's like, no, you just call him coming out the bathroom. Like, don't do it. Don't do it.
I hate people doing that family shit. You know, I always say that.
Yeah.
I hate when people be like, that's my cousin, that's this, and they not really related. And it's like, everyone. There's some people that I could be like, that's like my brother, but I have one brother. I'm not going to be saying, and I hate when people say that and it's somebody they fucked.
A lot of the gays do that.
They
like, bro, I'm like, you fucking him, that's not your bro. That's incestuous. Y'all not kin, y'all fucking.
Well, is that because they're like still in the closet and they don't want nobody to know, so they saying bro?
Not necessarily, but I think maybe because they don't want people to know. But it's like, our circles aren't that big. We know y'all fucked.
Y'all fucking.
These pictures are not like platonic. Y'all fucked. It's not bro. Just don't post the shit if you gotta do that.
Right. Now, do you think sometimes, and I love when Karen comes on Lip Service, that people have this impression of you that you can't even talk about sex, like you're not a sexual person, even because you're so...
I mean, I do get that. It's because of the content and how they see me. So it's just, but I, at the end of the day, I'm a Scorpio baby.
I think the biggest cheaters. Sorry to all the Scorpio
you
men
think
out there.
So?
It depends.
Your Scorpio is men cheating ass niggas.
Yeah, definitely. No, but every Scorpio man I know is like, is crazy. They're very good and sexual, but they're very like,
that's crazy.
Never been happy to be an Aries.
Aww.
Why is that all?
Aries, man. I don't know about y'all sex. Where, I ain't never hear nobody say Aries sex is bomb. And I don't know, you don't suck dick, so that seems about
this
right.
This is how fake news is spread. I will admit that I am a grower, not a shower, and anybody that's seen my dick, I've not gotten complaints, so I'm fine with that. Just splish and splash and grow, whatever, but don't do Aries like that.
I never had an Aries dick.
I just told you I'm selective, so it might just be a couple years that go by, but if I put it in my mouth, you're gonna have a good time. I gotta avenge myself from the last one, you know.
Okay. He better? Trying to act like he liked to suck dick, baby.
Karen, do you like to suck dick?
I mean, when you're going through the process, it's not like I just want to naturally do it. I want us to pleasure each other and have a great time.
It's part of sex.
Yeah, it's part of sex.
See, that wasn't a glowing endorsement. I'm speaking for an underserved community that don't really like the job part of it. See,
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I like doing it. If it's somebody that I fuck with like that, like I want to see them feel good, and I know I could do it good. So like I gotta make them.
I like it, but exactly. I hate when guys try to like hold back and make you suck their dick for mad long.
Yeah, it's like come on now, I gotta come up for air.
No, you see, when I'm done, I'm fucking done, and I'm tired. I'm just stop midway.
No, no, but I'm over it. Don't you feel like you gotta finish?
Yeah, no,
you be feeling like that, but just when my jaw starts to hurt. Yeah. Just,
I hate when guys be like, hold on, I don't want to come yet. You be like,
yes, no, you do. Like, yes,
no, we're not holding
that. When he does that, you don't hold up and you just go harder. Therefore, he's going to come and you all win. Right?
Well, you know what we always say, new year, new you. And at the beginning of the year, we place a lot of emphasis on health and wellness, but that should be a top priority all year round. And now it can be with the help of today's sponsor, Care Of, and their monthly subscription vitamin service. All you have to do is go online and answer a few questions about your diet, your health goals, your lifestyle choices via Care Of's fun online quiz, and then you'll get your personal, scientifically backed vitamin and supplement recommendations in only 5 minutes. Then every month, Care Of delivers them right to your door in customized daily packs, which is great for an on-the-go lifestyle. I love the fact that it has my little name on it. It says, hi, Angela. They're like friendly vitamins. And I travel all the time, so the little packs make it so easy for me to bring that with me on the plane. I have them at work. I have them in the house. They even have vegan and vegetarian supplement options available to match your dietary needs. Take advantage of this month's special New Year offer. For 50% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins, go to takecareof.com and enter promo code LIPSERVICE50. That's takecareof.com and code LIPSERVICE50 and get 50% off your first month.
All right, now, can you date somebody who has different eating habits than you do? So imagine, right, we're trying to be healthier. Mm-hmm. Imagine, L'Oreal, you're a vegetarian. Mm-hmm.
Slash vegan sometimes,
but you know. Right. But imagine, like, and Karen, we know how you are because you'll text us if we're eating badly and be like, "What are you eating?" Like, So could you date somebody that says that likes to eat like mad meat and all of that?
Yeah, I mean that's their preference and their choice, but I can only guide you and steer you and be like, "Yo, maybe you should switch it up to this or whatnot." But that's going to your body and not mine.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it depends on the situation. Mm-hmm. Like, I went out on a date and the nigga takes me to somewhere that has no vegetables. Well, what the fuck am I supposed to eat?
Yeah. What kind of place was this?
It was like an Italian restaurant.
Really?
Yeah, it was an Italian restaurant. So they had like artichoke and like a salad that I couldn't eat or something. But like, I just feel like he doesn't have to eat exactly what the fuck I
not
eat.
Not exactly, but
at least be like open
or be
and
conscious and aware.
Yeah. Yeah. I dated a guy that used to eat when I was way younger, and I went to he ate pork, and that shit bothered the shit out of me. Because then you'd be sucking his dick, like, am I eating pork now?
No, you are. Like, you basically, are. Is it infused
spam.
In me?
Not even spam. Like, don't hate on sucking dick.
Did you just call it spam? You ain't getting nobody sliding that deal. That's why.
It's gonna be crooked. Not gonna go suck mine. It's fine.
Even kissing, like, you think you kiss somebody and you like, am I getting pork in my system?
Yes, and they should. Yeah. I do. I think so. I think that the person should have similar eating habits as you. Mm-hmm. And you ain't got to be a vegan and a vegetarian and all that, but if you shoving down pork and beef and,
I think as long as the person you're dating is conscious, say like. And you don't necessarily like pork. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't be eating pork around you or just in the environment that you're in, especially if they're gonna be kissing you or laying up with you afterwards.
Right.
If
it makes somebody that just ate some fucking pork.
Yeah, if it makes you uncomfortable, because I don't want that at all.
A rack of ribs and then like, come here.
You're like, no.
I'm definitely out of the South.
Michael's like, I eat all that shit.
No, actually, for a while, I did not eat beef and pork. For like more than a decade, I didn't.
Yeah, we heard you don't eat beef.
You said you're a keto. I just want to say there is one person who might listen to this. I've already told him he's not available, but I would suck his dick every day for the rest of my life.
Really?
But he's not available. So this is, again, this is fake news.
If he becomes available, he's going to hold you to
that. It's a standing offer. I didn't eat a lot of that for a while, so I actually respect that. Like, I get that. I would just say, having gone out with some vegans in New York, it's easier to go out with a vegan in New York and I can find something. If I go back home to the South, it's a problem.
Right.
I'm like, what are we going to eat? What are we going to do?
That's
the only thing. But here, it's like there are options, so I don't really mind. Like, there's great vegan. I get it. But anywhere else, I'd be like, well, we can just do other things for dates, but we'll figure out the food shit later.
But even like Philippe's and stuff like that, they got little vegan options on the menus here now. So it's just like, be conscious. Like, don't just think of yourself, you know, when you going on dates and stuff like that. Like, well, I want a steak. Like, all right, so what are you going to, what's the other person going
to
eat?
You know? Actually, the very first date I ever went on, period, like with a guy, he took me to a vegetarian restaurant. It was the first time I ever did it. But see, it's not cool. It's not always about you. It's just having a good time. So you can find something to eat.
Yeah.
Now, you talk about the circle being small, right? Uh-huh. We all got small circles, right?
Okay. Hopefully.
So what about dating people that like run in the same circle and know each other? What do we think about that?
Because I mean, just as a gay guy, like the dating pool isn't that big. If you're talking about like other, because it's not that many of us, even if it seems like
it's bigger.
Like it's
than
a
you
bunch
know.
Of gay men stamping around in Harlem, Brooklyn, but we all kind of know each other, or we're not that far removed. So eventually, you'll find one is connected to the other. Mm-hmm. I try not to think about that too much. Mm-hmm. Well, one, I don't. Well, I mentioned I don't attract as many. Dominicans and Puerto Ricans typically are more receptive to me up here than what I'm used to dating. So I've adapted. So that's usually not as big of a thing. But I mean, when I am dating somebody that's like, will know a lot of the same people, it's, you can't control it anyway. All I can, I'll just tell you to shut the fuck up and not be telling people our business. But that's one of them things, like you just have to deal with the world as it is, not how you want it to be. So the pool is smaller. So I'm aware of that. So I just kind of act accordingly.
One of my homegirls is dating this guy and she's friends with his ex. And he called the ex
that's a lot
and told her, like, just so you know. And she was like, oh, okay, she's cool.
Oh, wait, no, okay, now. No, that is actually, no, that is rare.
What would you have done in that situation? Like, would you call the girl that used to be your friend, well, that you're friendly with, to be like, just so you know?
I've done that with, like, if just even, like, dating somebody. I'm like, I know you went out with him, but I might go out with him. Usually it's fun.
He's talking about you ain't gonna suck his
dick. Oh, but that's different though. that's kind of like asking permission.
Well, not necessarily. It's kind of like we are it. Gonna go out. Yeah. But like if you felt that way about it.
Like, I'm sorry you dated him before, but now I'm.
Well, it wasn't kind of like a demand, but it was just like, just letting you know we met. Because I already knew, like, you didn't like him that much. But just to be clear, to make it seem like I'm not going behind your back. Because some people will feel away if you went out with somebody that they went out with and you didn't tell them.
That's
true. But there ain't that many of us. So it's like, I get it. So just to let you know.
That's an awkward.
And if anybody feels that bad, no one's ever been like, no, you can't go.
I mean, because
then, we grown.
They're
so.
Not going to tell you that. They're going to tell
so
your
somebody
friends.
Somebody might have called me a bitch later, but I try to do the stand-up thing.
Yeah, they'd be like, this motherfucker going to go on a date with the same person.
That's valid.
But what do you think, Karen? And, well, Malibu Mitch has a boyfriend, but as far as dating in the same circle, like, no, do you have to tell the other person? You think it's hard not to do it sometimes.
It kind of depends. I mean, just the people that, like, I'm dating now. I don't know.
You said the people you're dating now.
Yeah, date you could date various people.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Until you find the one. You
I
can
never
be
know.
Selective.
I'm like, is Karen in a relationship?
Oh no, being selective right now. But no, I mean I think they kind of know of each other, but I'm not going out my way to be like, hey, I'm talking to this person. Just an FYI, I'm not telling on myself.
What if they ask you?
If they ask me, yes. Then if you ask me, I'm not offering up the advice because I know you are. Right? I know you are too. So it's just,
don't create a problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Until I'm a priority to you, I'm not gonna put myself off and be like, okay, I'm only talking to you right now. We're not exclusive. So.
So when you're about to get in a relationship, that's when you're like, okay, just so you know.
Yeah. Then we can have the conversation so they know, like, hey, I'm talking to this person or whatever. But if it comes up to a point of like, oh, where were you? I was out with a friend. Which friend? Then I'll divulge into the information, but I'm not just going to get on the phone and be like, oh yeah, I went out with so-and-so and blah, blah, blah. Nope.
So what if it's like a friend, cause that's what you were saying, like a friend dated them before, right? Mm-hmm. So would you say to them, like, would you wait until y'all about to be serious to be like, listen, I've been talking to so-and-so. I think it's about to get serious. You need to know. Or like, how would you like, cause I don't think I would just be like, if y'all going out on a date, I'd be like, hey, let me tell you, so I'm dating.
I haven't had that experience, but I've had it happen to me where the person called me like, oh, just a heads up. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. I really didn't care.
Right. You didn't care. Yeah. But you appreciated her telling you that.
Yeah, I did. I was like, I appreciate
you. But do you feel like, is that really my friend going out with my ex?
Nah, because it was just like, it wasn't one of the ones where it was just like super serious. Where it's like, I hated you, I posted you.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, like it depends on where you were in the relationship. If we went out a couple of times and it was like, she only told me because she met him through me because we were out. And I was just like, oh, in my head, I was like, oh, you a fast little bitch.
Does that make you feel kind of funny about the girl?
No, I just said in my head real quick, like I just... And then I was like, oh, all right, it's cool. I ain't tripping.
He'd be like, when y'all got a time to exchange numbers and all that?
Okay. How did this happen?
Yeah.
But you see, stuff like that bothers me. I can't be with, like, you, like, I don't know. It might be immature or whatever. But if you my friend, you can't talk to none of the people that I've ever talked to. I just don't like that, you know?
Right.
Like, especially if I, like, the people that I was serious about, mm-hmm. I don't like that. Don't
okay,
talk to
my exes.
Okay,
but if it wasn't that serious.
Or what if it was old? Like real old, like 10
It would depend on the situation, I think, you know? Yeah.
Like imagine you telling your homegirl complaining about your man or the guy you went out
because
with.
Because I would never do something like that, you know? No, so yeah. I would never talk to one of my friend's exes. I don't care how, I don't care if y'all talked in preschool. Like, you know, that's just me.
Okay,
like,
come on.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, I just,
preschool?
I just don't do that, you know? Like, I wouldn't talk to one of my friend's exes.
I don't give a fuck about none of the niggas I used to fuck with except for probably like two that I wouldn't want none of my friends.
I don't care about none of my exes either.
I'll be like, yeah, y'all want, oh, you want that whack ass nigga? Good luck. Here's the bag, bitch. Come with it.
See, it can get confusing though, because I've had this one friend who literally said she's dated. Like, if you were like, oh, so and so is cute. Oh, yeah, I've dated him.
I used to fuck with him. I used to fuck with him.
Yeah, and you're like, girl. You like, girl, like, you can't claim everybody. Right. Like, she would literally, anybody you said was cute, or if you liked the picture, or if you left the comment.
He tried to talk to me.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah.
You like,
he was on my line.
Oh, yeah, he tried to talk to me.
He slid right
out. Yeah, like, he wanted to buy me out. I'm like, okay, sis, you got it.
That's all you all day. Would you ever, like, say you meet a girl, right, and, like, she fucked with somebody that you're actually talking to, would you, like, not befriend her? Like, would you not be her friend? Because this happened to me. I had a friend of mine mm-hmm. who, it was a guy that I used to date. But the girl was currently dating him. And my friend was like, oh, come hang out with us. I was like, no, bitch. Like, I'm not trying to be friendly with her. And then I look grimy. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like it's weird and touchy in those situations. So even though I don't know her, mm-hmm. you're dating somebody
else. Well, I don't think that's a big deal. That had nothing to do with you.
I don't care, but maybe she might. You know what I mean?
Well, that's not her.
Yeah.
Well,
does she know the situation? Does she know you?
That's what
yes?
I'm saying. I'm not gonna put it out there either.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. Mm-hmm. So do you hide it? Like, oh well, or do I tell my business to a stranger? Like,
yeah, I wouldn't tell them. That's not
right?
You don't even know her.
That's what I'm saying. So,
but I wouldn't not go somewhere. If I wanted to go, I wouldn't not go somewhere because she's
going
to be there.
You're more immature than me. I'm not going.
Really? Yeah, I'm not going.
I don't have no FOMO.
I didn't go.
Like,
I was like, it don't make no sense for me to be there and I'm hanging out with her. Like, what we got in common, old dick? Like,
yeah.
No, thanks.
This podcast is brought to you by Showtime and the acclaimed comedy series Smilf. Bridget Bird is a 20-something single mom from South Boston doing her best to juggle life, work, and relationships, all while staying true to herself and creating a better life for her son, Larry. Starring Frankie Shaw, Rosie O'Donnell, and Connie Britton. Don't miss the return of Smilf. New episodes start streaming January 20th, only on Showtime.
Now, do you feel like you guys are getting better with age?
Yes.
Because, you know, people are always like, oh, you get old, this and that. Like, people have things to say about age and people are nervous about getting older. Mm-hmm. But don't you feel like as every year goes by, you're getting better?
Mm-hmm. Definitely feel like I'm getting better with age. Just how I'm processing things, taking my time with it, not getting so emotional and irrational through things. But it's just understanding, just overall, just developing myself, just mm-hmm. spiritually, mentally, physically. So, yeah, definitely better with age.
Mm-hmm. I know I'm a late bloomer, so I'm kind of more content. And I think sometimes with, like, at least a lot of gay men, you don't really get to, at least of a certain age, like I'm 34, you don't really get to start like your whole life until you come out. Mm-hmm. So you're learning things later than a lot of people go through. So, you know, I admittedly is like, I'm still a mess, but I'm a much cleaner mess than I was like the year before, the year before that. And I'll be turning 35 next year, which I'm walking into it with a lot of things happening
you're
for
about
me
to be mature.
And stuff is like, I'm good with where I'm going, and even late is better than never. So that's usually how I look at it. And I would much rather have dealt with me now than even a couple of years ago. So I'm fine with getting older. Mm-hmm. I need a trainer, but I need to Other than that, I'm fine.
Malibu Miss, let's talk about you, because you've been doing this music thing for years. As you're getting older, now you got to deal with Atlantic. Mm-hmm. You pop in. So what do you think about that?
No, I think, yeah, I'm getting my emotions together. You know, I just recently realized that I'm super emotional. Like, when I'm mad about something, I'll be extra mad about it. Like, you know, or when some bullshit happens to me, I need to chill more, you know? And I need to go, like, the business route of it rather than, like, the emotional Bronx joint that's on the corner, you know? So I think I'm getting better with it. A lot. I think a little bit is coming together, you know. Maybe in like 2 years, then I'm going to be like all woosahed. But right now, nah, I'm a little crazy right now. Trying to get
what's
everything together.
What's a little
crazy?
I want to know what crazy means.
Like when somebody tells me something, not that I don't want to hear, but when I know somebody is wrong and somebody's telling me their idea of me, I hate that. Don't tell me your idea of me. Just ask me who I am and what you think I, you know, how these labels and just everything over. Everybody has their own opinion of you, I think, you know? Mm-hmm. And instead of asking, they'll direct you in other different directions. And that doesn't set well right with me. Through Rough Riders, when I was signed with Island Dove Gym, it just never set right with me. So I just, you know, I spaz a little bit about it.
You feel good now?
Yeah, I feel good. Now I'm all right.
I want to see if she's about to spaz on us.
No, I'm at you. I'm a Pisces. I'm at you.
Oh, yeah, Pisces. I fuck with Pisces. So, Luria, what do you think? As you've been getting older,
I think I definitely way better. I feel like, you know, my whole life, like, people used to be like, you need to focus on yourself, and I'd be like, what the fuck? I am focusing on myself. I do everything like for myself. But then I think when I got a little older, I realized what it meant. And like, now that I'm actually focusing on myself, everything is changing. So I am getting better. And then, I mean, of course, your pussy get better as you get older, because you, like, practice makes perfect. So like, the more you I could probably suck dick the best of my life today because I'm the oldest.
You think that you got more sexual as you got older or less sexual?
More sexual for me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that I probably was easier to have sex with when I was younger.
Yeah, well, that was a whole phase.
I don't know if it was a whole phase, but like now it's like impossible. But back then,
yeah,
it used to be like, you might
have a
chance.
Now. Yeah, before, I just felt like I needed an instruction manual. It's like, who are you supposed to be? Like, yo, how are you supposed to move and do this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's the same thing. Back in the day, I was just like, all right, I'm winging this shit. Let's try this shit out. And now it's like, oh, okay, this is how you do it. It's like, you know.
It's like you got knowledge. Just
the experience is there.
Like, I think about the first time I had an orgasm, I didn't even know what was happening.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know what the fuck it was.
You didn't give yourself your first orgasm?
No.
For real? You neither? Nobody else? For real? Y'all never played with yourself before you had sex?
No, we just talked about the instruction manual.
That's crazy to me. Like, I was already humping things before. Like,
I didn't know how to use a tampon right.
No, I didn't use tampons until I was
I masturbated. T-Boss touching myself gave me the courage to keep trying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that, like,
how important music is.
I made myself come before I was ever, like, not a virgin anymore.
How old were you?
Young, like.
So you were just masturbating? How did you know how to do that?
I like 11, 12.
Humping. Just like, I just feel like.
I wasn't thinking about that. I was like, Ninja Turtles, Bears,
Pillows, like, and stuff. And
I did have my Barbie dolls have sex with each other.
That's what I'm saying. I took my Barbies and rubbed them.
I didn't even do that.
I was a daycare thought. I rubbed my Barbies. So
but the sicker part is, I didn't have my first kiss until I was like 14 years old. And then I had sex right after that. Like, a few months. Is that crazy? Like, I didn't have no tongue kiss. I just pecked.
Mm-hmm. The first time a guy tried to tongue kiss me, I would never forget this shit. I was in sixth grade. I didn't know what it was. And so we would, like, do peck kisses, and then he, like, tried to tongue kiss me, and I was like, oh my God, you licked my mouth. That's so disgusting.
Yeah,
and I went to the water fountain and, like, put the water on my mouth. Like, that is so
nasty. That is so innocent and sweet.
That was weird back in the day. Like, wasn't somebody just kissing and mono was out?
You knew about mono, but you didn't know about French kissing.
Yeah. Like, I didn't want to get mono. Like, I was just like, you know what I mean? But I wasn't doing none of that shit.
I was like, you spit at my mouth. That's what are you doing?
How y'all wasn't dry humping? That shit baffles my mind.
But I didn't come from it.
For real?
I'm dry my
game. Yeah.
Damn, you must have really had some
we
rug
see
burn.
Each other.
Thank you.
We see each other.
I don't know if I ever came from dry humping.
Yeah, I did.
Well, it's kind of designed for me to do that. So yes, I guess you're right.
Fast ass. Do you remember your first orgasm, Karen?
I'm trying to think.
She remembers.
I do, but it's just
she
like
she don't want to say
she
it.
She's trying to remix it.
Yeah,
she's trying to think of how to say it in a caption.
I'm trying to without like the person like, oh, she talking about me.
Oh, see, now I feel you.
Yeah.
Well, we want to hear.
What was it last week, Karen?
No. Yeah.
She like, that's why I'm late now.
We definitely
age range.
We definitely still we're Instagram friends.
That's nice.
Yeah, no, it's we've known each other for a very long time. It's probably like the third person I ever slept with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you know what it was when it happened?
I kind of want to say it, but like I fully can't.
Tell us. Just the way you're holding that mic, I can't get it.
She can't reminisce. She reminiscing.
Because for me to tell the whole overall experience, I got it's like it needs the backstory.
And give us some just, cliff notes about. Yeah.
He was just fine. It's just everything was just fine. It felt like just one of those BET movies or just like something from Lifetime and shit, just chisel chest. He was just fine and still is just fine as fuck. Aww. And I'ma just say that.
Can he still get it now?
Yes. I just said we Instagram friends.
Did you know what was like? Explain to me, like, when you had an orgasm, did you know what was going
see,
on?
See, no, but that's why I was like, it goes into having instructions, and I felt bad because he had to explain a lot to me. And I'm like, oh, which at the time I'm like, oh, he must be a hoe, but he was a little bit more seasoned, obviously.
Right.
He
was like your teacher.
Yeah. He was basically schooling me to a lot of things, and I had a lot of first with him.
Like, what other first?
You know.
Anal?
No. You know, Akinali, put it in your mouth okay. type of thing.
Oh, that's the first thing you suck. Okay.
Uh-huh. oral on each other, pretty okay. much, in just, like, different positions and stuff like that.
Did he make you come from oral, or was it through sex?
Through sex.
Okay.
It's really...
Really? She's like, without, like, I'm about to DM his ass.
Yeah,
right
she's
now.
Like, as a matter
I
of
mean,
fact,
once the camera's in, I'll definitely show you a picture. You're like, oh, okay. I can see it. I can see it.
So it's an attraction thing because for women, I think orgasming is more mental than it is for you, Michael. Sorry.
No, I get it. Men, you know.
Y'all could come.
Yeah, be fun.
No, but when you think about that dude, just like, dark skin, just take the top off. You got the six pack happening. Just shit. Some shit you see in movies, mm-hmm. and it's like in your real life in your bedroom. Mm-hmm. You're like, damn, I pulled this. Not to say it like that. Not to test yourself, but just super fine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm,
but has that ever happened? And then like you get to the bedroom and he has like a little dick or something. Or a disappointing dick. Doesn't have to be little.
A DD.
Yeah.
I've had that once. Yeah. He really was going hard, thinking he was doing something.
And you were like, I can't feel it. It's not my
it
walls.
It was just looking up like,
did
okay,
you put it in yet?
Can we get through this process
put it in
really
my
quick?
Butt. I feel like women are the best, man, because we really, you still went through with it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you still went through. You put on the performance. I felt like
project.
I should have
nice,
won like a global, like an Academy Award or something.
Yeah,
I'm like,
men are
just,
quitters. Their dick goes off if the pussy ain't right. Mm-hmm. For certain bitches,
for
right?
Real, yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. We gotta just finish it out.
We have to.
That's not fair.
It's a job for a reason.
We gotta tag somebody next time. Like, here's this. You got your little dick.
Well, what about your first orgasm?
I don't know if I would say orgasm. I just really enjoy nutting. I think that's the point.
Is a
no.
nut and an orgasm the same?
No. I don't think I've ever. Well, if you're talking about like from getting like fucked, that did not happen. It's not been that good from that. I just. The first time was like bottoming the not consent kind of. So not great. When I actually enjoy sex a different way, completely coherent and in a more preferred position. It was a much better time.
What's your favorite position?
With which one? This is lazy. We're not lazy.
Lazy.
It's nice to be rode. Yeah, That way.
To be rode. Okay.
Someone riding you.
So
yeah.
That means you're bottom?
No.
No, no, no. He put his dick in your ass while he's on top.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just picturing it all, sorry.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like when we ride.
Which is...
We all sitting here trying to picture it. Like, okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
But not like looking at me like the other way. So I'm really like...
That's Angela's favorite.
I do like reverse. She talks about, I don't know if that's my favorite, but I do enjoy it as a variety. It's like an extra throw.
Sometimes it's nice to not have to like look and make that connection. You just want to actually enjoy the act. So yeah.
So you like to look. You don't like to look at
Not all the time. Sometimes it's like turn around and just...
You're still not okay with sex, I feel like.
Yeah.
You don't want to look at anybody.
No, I'm still I like sex. It's the intimacy part. Yes.
Okay.
That's what we'll work out through therapy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because when I didn't actually answer your piggyback question, like my parents are not the best example of marriage. So I'm working through the thing where I realize that sometimes I would think that actually entering like a relationship probably could be more harmful to you. Sometimes, especially if you have like certain dreams and stuff that you want to accomplish. I think it's my parents as two people who did not want to get married and be in a family.
Right.
And they didn't separate largely because my mom didn't want to be on welfare. Mm-hmm. And so I find like in these like very...
She didn't want to die poor.
Yes. In this very difficult situation where like, I feel like sometimes like you might be with somebody, you might even care about them, but the circumstances kind of just... broke that up.
It happens a lot.
And so
absolutely.
And every time that I've gotten close to somebody on that level, it hasn't worked out with like the sex part or like this or something didn't happen. So yes, I'm like the intimacy part, I'm still working through trying to actually just find that connection and enjoy it.
Can you be
but
like,
I can
I
at
love
least enjoy
you.
The act now.
Do you cry during sex ever?
This is you.
I'm not a big crier.
Me neither.
No,
you know I don't cry.
My ideal is
you're supposed to cry. You've been with your man for years.
Nah, look, I don't want no tears. Yeah. They're not sex.
My ideal sex, like sex, is like I'm actually in love with the person that I'm with, and we're like. It'll be that way. Okay. Like, I'm low-key kind of like a
romantic.
R&B
romantic.
Bitch. Yes.
Yeah.
So that hasn't really happened for me.
R&B bitch.
But I say that in a gender-neutral way.
How are you going to ever get that if you don't want the person to look you in your eyes?
You guys,
I got
to pee. I'll be right
back. What I meant was, like, I haven't gotten that, so I can at least enjoy the nut, like the physical thing, because that was me overcoming my fear of intimacy about, like, dying of AIDS and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Now I'm just kind of get to the fact, like, I actually can make a connection with somebody and enjoy it the way that I would like a more ideal, with like a partner.
Okay.
In the meanwhile, I can just enjoy like the act itself. So that's why I'm like, you can turn around and do that because I don't really
right,
like
you
like
just
that.
Just do what you're supposed to do. What you're here for.
Yes.
Cameron, you ever cried during sex?
I did once.
Yeah.
But no, it's more of like a passionate thing for me. That's just that sweat and it just, yeah, it's more of a passionate thing.
I want to know, but what made you cry? Like, what was the like emotion that brung? Like, how?
Because the person that I was with that I was mentioning earlier, it was just like, oh my gosh, this is happening. Because we had these feelings for each other, but it was just like unspoken. So finally, this was our first time together. It was like real magical, just some TV.
And it's like he touched you a lot.
Yeah, it was like some TV shit. It was like whispering in my ear. It just felt so like... It felt so unreal. So
hold
I was
on,
like,
well, why didn't it work out with him, right? Mm-hmm. He sounded like Prince Charming.
Because he was a hoe. He took a lot of whispering in the ear.
He was whispering in everybody's
ear. But he made you feel special when he was with you. So I was like, oh my gosh.
Really?
So, yeah.
What about threesomes? Have you ever had a threesome?
I'm not there yet.
Yeah,
no, I can't share yet. Not yet. I'm not there.
No, I've not had a threesome.
You like no to one.
I've not had a threesome.
So like, what if like you would never like want say you're married?
I can't say never say never. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the future's what's to come in the future, but just I haven't had it yet.
Yeah. Right.
Just like I'm not. I got to be in a full situation where I am fully comfortable and we there. I haven't gotten to a relationship aspect where it's just like we've ever discussed that.
Mm-hmm. Like, so have you ever had a situation where you've been with the same person for a while, mm-hmm. right? And y'all want to spice things up a little bit. What's one thing or a couple things that y'all would do to kind of spice it up a little bit? Like, what's some pointers we could give some people?
Ooh, I'm probably
other
terrible.
Than threesomes, because I feel like a lot of people go to threesomes as like that thing to do, you know?
You know, in LA, we got the stores. So you definitely have things for the, you definitely have things for the bedroom. And my birthday, my shout out to my friend Cece. She gave me the most, I don't want to say ridiculous, but sexual toys and everything. Like, she was like, oh yeah, this is a holster. This is a dick lock. This is, I was
a
like,
dick lock. What's a dick lock?
Yeah. Yeah. Dick lock.
You know that? You know what that is?
I do not know what a dick lock is.
It's to lock his, like, to lock his dick from, it's just a whole, it's a whole thing.
Where I'm do like, you put the lock? We gotta get
Angela,
these out.
Angela, you know what a dick lock is?
It's basically,
how do you lock a dick?
It's basically this harness thing that you put over, you're supposed to put over the dick. Like, you can keep on it, you can keep the key to.
It's like house arrest?
A chastity belt.
I guess. I'm sorry if I don't know the particular name.
Like, no, no, it's kind of like a chastity belt, but that's more for like women back in the day. They used to do stuff
but
like
it's,
that.
But it's for him. Like, she just gave me the most random thing. She's like,
trying
yeah,
to
we
visualize
need to,
what that looks like.
I like that.
She was like, you need to get into all of this. Packages are still closed, but we're gonna get into them.
I am having an education.
That's what my boyfriend's
gonna have. Dick lock, right? Where you going? Come here. Lock that bitch up. I was cleaning through my house the other day and I found all kinds of shit I've never used. Like, I have the dirty dice. Has anybody ever used the dice where you like?
I've seen them before.
You have Carrie use it?
Yeah. We all got dice, don't we?
I have, no. Have you used it?
She's like, no. That was like one of the first things I bought. Like, just, really? Yeah, I got the dice. And then back in the day, like my first kit, my mom Marion sent out a kit and then Candy sends out kits.
Yeah, so, Candy, I get her stuff.
So I just be waiting for them to update me. Well, Candy, just set me up in the mail. Keep it right there.
Wait, explain the dice to the confused gay men. What are the dice?
It's just like two dice. It's like, and you roll it, it'll be like licks. On one of them, it'll be like lick, touch, whatever.
Suck, yeah. Feel.
And then the other one has the body parts.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, so you like shake them up, again. Shake them up, shake them up, shake them up.
But do you play it in a group? I hope not.
No.
That's a lot.
I mean.
With you.
Do you ever get like embarrassed to try to bring up something you want to try with somebody you're with? Like, I want to try this, but I don't know how to bring it up.
Yeah, and I still don't know how to bring it up.
Get them drunk.
Let's bring it up.
You eventually find someone to do it with.
What do you want to do?
No, I'm actually the sex part stuff is like it's. Well, I want to achieve like the R&B version of what I think I'm. I'm not really a good hoe. I'm just nasty. I'd rather be nasty with somebody that I actually am really into.
Okay. Yeah. What makes you, what's nasty?
If I'm a suck dick, I like to do like honey. I like
it's been 4 years,
food and treats. Oh, the sex. I don't know what sex shop somebody brought me to, but it was something that you wrapped around it.
Around a dick? Like, yeah. To keep it hard?
No, it was like.
A dick roll up.
Kind of like that, yeah.
It's like fruit.
That was a good time. Yeah, like a fruit roll-up. It reminded me of my youth. That was fun. But yeah, yes, it has been 4 years. I told you, I'm a sucker dick for you in 2019. Okay. You're the first one I tell.
You said you were looking for a trainer, right? I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be your trainer. Stop sucking dick with honey.
No, it's not good for all that sugar.
Can you guys remember
the
time, at any time that you initiated something that you wanted to try in the bedroom that was like a little different, a little freaky?
I'll introduce it like when you're in the process of like heated sex and then it's just like, oh, do this, get on
like
top
what?
Of me like this, or I feel like I'm giving too much.
No, you're not.
I like places, if that makes sense. Sometimes the bedroom is great, but like the balcony.
Okay.
And like, I like a nice view.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy. You know, not necessarily an audience, but yeah, I want my environment to be the audience. So like nice patio, pool, just a nice view.
What if you notice somebody watching you, but from far? Like, they don't have no camera, no nothing. And they're just watching, like, on the balcony. Like, it depends on how far along you run. Or do you keep going?
I put on a performance.
You got to wait.
I've had that happen. I'm living my best life.
What about you, Malibu Mitch, being in a relationship? You gotta spice it up.
No, the same thing like she said. It was different places. Like, I done gave my man head in a cab before. Like, so he was driving on the highway before.
Okay.
He almost crashed and died.
It's all about the sexual experience.
So you don't think about the cab driver watching?
All right, you know the cab that had that big plastic thing over it, right? So we were good. But no, we was in traffic, actually, when I just hopped on him and had sex. We was in traffic.
Oh, I've done that before.
Same.
You just roll up the cab driver thing.
We had the turtle top thing, so it was just
That's different.
We still got it rocking in there, just every seat possible. Yeah,
because a cab feel like they you can't hide in a cab.
Yeah, but that's still kinky.
But then it's like
the cab. You know, they barely know English half the time.
They know what time it is anyway.
They be sucking in.
They rather you be sucking dick than robbing them. So
back in the cab, nasty little bitch.
But some of that be having cameras in there now too.
Yeah, so they can watch it later.
Tax the cab.
Since Tumblr's gone,
I would be so nervous. I don't know that I could do that.
That's the whole kinky part about it. It's just,
Oh, what about in an elevator?
I always feel like it's too short.
What kind
of quickie is that? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even want it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, once you start kissing or just like start touching some stuff.
Now that's
till
different.
Yeah. Till you like the anticipation to getting to the room or to whatever.
But people I've definitely be doing done that. Offices and stuff like office buildings. And I'm like,
I haven't done that.
That's not big enough. That's not, I mean, the elevator's not long enough ride for me.
Yeah.
Personally.
No, for real. I don't
But some people, you could stop between floors and stuff like that.
And then you end up stuck in the elevator for the rest of the day. And that little quickie was
you are not having an elevator.
It just seems like a mission in itself. So that's right? Probably like, nah.
What about in a public bathroom?
Ugh.
Yeah. Probably, I would be down for it. Probably like after the club, you with your nigga, y'all mad drunk. Yo, let's get it popping in the bathroom. Yeah.
I never got that far into the bathroom.
One of my homegirls had sex in a bathroom. I had to go get her because,
So when you say, excuse me, mid-pump?
No, she was drunk as hell. And so she had texted me. She had texted me. And it was somebody she was dating.
Okay.
She had texted me and was like, yo, I'm too drunk to drive. Can you come get me? I was at home in bed with my dude at the time. I was like, I got to go get my friend. She's drunk, right? Because I didn't know what was going on. Mm-hmm. So I get to the restaurant. And I'm like, I'm looking for my friend. There was no one else in there. It was like about to close.
Oh my God.
She was like, yeah, she's in the bathroom. It's not cool. You need to go get her. And I was like, oh shit. Then I'm knocking on the door. She came out. She was like, hey.
Not cool.
The waitress, I swear to God, she was like, it's not cool. Okay, you need to get her. But I was like, all right. Well, I mean, I think that's cool. What are some other places that we could try besides the car, the bathroom? A cab.
I think, that's pretty much a lot of places.
I had sex with my man in a park on the slide. You know how the slide?
Oh,
we had sex on the slide.
When some kid came and was like,
It was mad late. It was like 12 o'clock at night. No, it was like literally like 12 o'clock at night.
They just slid in the cum stains in the morning.
Oh, my God.
They're like, what's that on your face?
I did not even think about that.
Y'all ain't shit for that.
That's horrible. Oh, my God. I just thought about that. I feel bad now.
Yeah, you should. You should.
Should I do it again, though? I heard the park. I definitely had sex in the park when I was younger too.
The pool, obviously, but that shit is whack. I don't like the pool.
Sex in the pool is not weird, that exciting because you don't want water in your vagina.
Yeah, and then it doesn't. You don't.
It's that you don't really like if you feel something, but you don't really feel nothing. It's just weird.
It's like a sea. The pool before the ocean, though.
Definitely. You ain't getting no salt water in this here.
No, mm-mm. That's an infection. That's immediate.
Right?
What you was about to say, Michael? I see you.
I was going
to
say, I can't swim. I have done things in the public, in the restroom, but public bathrooms are disgusting, especially like to natives, but in New York. It's like...
Yeah. But you don't have to touch anything.
Yeah, you just stand
there. No, them shits be smell. Every time I go into a public bathroom, particularly in the city, I lose a little bit of faith in humanity.
It depends on the public bathroom you're going to. Like, in a certain restaurant, nice obviously. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice
Sometimes
establishment.
Sometimes I expect the nicest place. I'm like, oh, like this is foul, too? Like, where?
See, but in a real nice restaurant, you got your whole own shit. So it's kind of just like, you're good. Mm-hmm. But, like, if it depends. If you at 40-40, you got to be careful. because you know you got that's a unisex bathroom there, so they be fucking up in no shit. Sorry.
Don't sit but on you have seat. But you have a lot of privacy in those bathrooms. So.
You do have privacy in the bathrooms, but everybody's walking in and out of them shits too. Yeah. I would be too scared to get caught for some shit like that.
It just depends, like how many people are around, how late is it? Yeah. Is it a place I wouldn't want to do? It's a place I go to a lot.
Yeah.
Me either. Well, it's gotta be like someplace I don't really be at like that, and you know.
Yeah. They're gonna be like, Angela was in here fucking and stuff.
Then you'd be mad embarrassed. Now, do you guys feel like there's somebody that you dated before that got away? Like, if I could go back in time, he would have been good. I shouldn't have fucked up.
No.
You answered that mad quick.
No. There's only one person I've like, we didn't get today, but the one I said I would suck is everyone else. No, I'm realizing this is probably getting older. Like everything was supposed to happen for a reason. You learn something from that, or you don't learn anything. You just move on.
Does a significant other know that you would do that?
I don't have one. So,
I said his. Oh, no.
He don't have one.
I thought you said he was in a relationship.
No, I said he was unavailable.
Oh, unavailable.
Not available to me.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
That would give it away. But he's not available to me.
He's straight.
Yes, I know. I think that would be a problem once I have somebody, but then you'll cross that bridge when you get to it. But as of now, no. They'll be all right. I'm single.
Karen, is there anybody who got away from you that you feel like you wish you could go back in time?
No.
Yeah. regrets.
No, they're probably thinking that. But for me on this side, no, I'm good.
Did you ever fuck up a relationship and feel like this was my fault?
Yeah, I definitely did. My first relationship, I definitely fucked up. But then he combated by fucking up too. So he let my fuck up be the reason, like, oh, you was fucking up, so now I gotta do it too.
Revenge.
But I look at him now, I'm like, oh, I'm good. Dodge the bullet.
So thank God you fucked up.
Yeah. I'm like, that was a good thing on my end.
I do be looking at some of my exes like, thank God I didn't.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm like, what was that about? I'm like, yo, I was really texting. You know this. I was like, she laughs like, bitch, clown.
Because I'm a clown too. I done did some clown shit.
I just go LOL and I'll put LOL eye roll and she be like, clown bitch, you was crying over this.
And she'll tell me or I'll tell her, like, nah, don't talk to him. And then we end up talking to the motherfucker anyway. We be like, look at this clown. And then we end up, we knew what the fuck we was doing and still did it.
It's always in retrospect when you look back at how you was going crazy over somebody.
Yeah.
And then you look back, God. Like, the fuck was all I thinking?
Yeah. All the time.
When you in the middle of it, you like, oh my God, I'm going to die.
And now you won't even pick up the phone for them. You're like, I'm good.
What? That nigga don't even have my fucking number.
Isn't it great when you get to that point finally when you're like, thank God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You wake up one day, you're like, oh yeah, I just love that feeling. You just don't even think about it. Like, their presence don't even matter.
Mm-hmm. Now, we all say new year, new me. What are some things for 2019 sexually that you feel like you want to improve on or try that you haven't done?
Sucking dick, apparently. Yes.
That was too easy.
Get the honey. Not even a strap.
Can you FaceTime me right after you suck a dick? I want that cum like on your face.
No! No, you got to. Like,
I'll give you an update, probably not on that timetable.
Or just text or something. Just text her the eggplant, like the little water thing, so she knows.
New year, new me next to it. Yes.
Okay. All right. So second dick for you, Michael. What about you, Karen? What are some things in the new year that you feel like new year, new me?
Sexual. Just experience this period. Just experience this period. Getting older. So I actually enjoy it way more now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so much more into my body and just things like that. So it's just experience this period. A lot of things. I was just doing a lot of basic shit.
Right.
So now recently I'm like, oh, okay. You were saying something to me and I was like, I literally want that turned into Portia. Like, what's that?
So give us something specific and it's homework for you that you haven't done that you feel like you need to try.
I'll be feeling like if I say it, they'll know who
you gotta do it.
Something
that you haven't done that you want to do, though. It don't matter who it's with.
I need to get into this squirting thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've never squirted it. I haven't squirted it.
I haven't.
Ever either.
It's the guy's fault, not yours.
See, Malcolm okay. Mitch hasn't squirted. Okay. Yeah. I don't feel, they say every woman can squirt. I don't know if that's
every
true.
Every woman can squirt. It's the guy that has to make you squirt.
Look, okay. Expert over here.
Because
okay.
I wasn't, excuse me, I'm not like a squirter, but mm-hmm. like certain person or people, mm-hmm. whatever, you know, I'm, don't worry certain about persons. Who or how many. Yeah. Right, can make you squirt. Like, mm-hmm. and it just is what it is. Sometimes it's just like how their dick is shaped with your shit too. Yeah. Like, because mm-hmm. it's a spot they got to mm-hmm. hit. And then,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So they got to like research.
Okay. Okay, so squirting for Karen. Mm-hmm. When you squirt, I also need you to hit me up.
Okay.
Give her a picture of that.
I need a picture of that.
Laria, what about you? So I always talk about like I don't use toys or anything. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'll like to introduce dick locks. Into my
I think it sounds like a fun toy for from what I heard.
No.
I'm house arrested.
Yeah. Like, you know why you won't be on Instagram liking pictures? Let's shit off.
And then you just like get a picture.
Knock this up.
You go with your phone to call, where is your dick right now? Right. Find my dick app.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I just think that like maybe like toys and like.
You didn't get the womanizer?
What's that?
Okay, we'll get you that.
Oh no.
That'd be good if you try something. You was masturbating at 3, so you should.
Yeah, not 3. Maybe 11.
But a toy would be great for you.
Yeah. I mean, even in the bedroom though, like not just for myself, like some kind like a cock ring. I've never used that. Mm-hmm. Like, well, not me, but I've never had like the guy use that. Like, I don't know anything about any toys. Like, oh, actually, Angela gave her little niece a whip.
And she would not put it down, and she had it with her, and I just like, you know what, just keep it. Yes,
she started them early.
She had the whip with the little feathers on the end, the leather feathers. Yes. And we were in a restaurant and she wouldn't put it down, and I tried to take her, she was going crazy. I was like, I hope no one knows what this is.
She showed me a video, she's like this.
Someone knew what that was.
So she's two, right?
French fries and chicken.
All right, so toys for you. I actually have a cock ring for you.
Oh, great. Thanks.
When Brandy. You come to LA, we got to go to the.
Yeah, that's what we should do. Butt plug.
February.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait. No.
Yes. They have them in.
Oh, the bullets. The butt thing is hard for me. I have to be really drunk, and it has to be with somebody I really, really want to like have in my butt.
You don't have to necessarily use it, but just to have it.
So you use a butt plug before?
I haven't used it. To have one and to just have certain things is just like.
I have a butt plug, like, and first of all, I've never done anal and I wanted to. So a porn star told me like what they do is they put the butt plug in before they do the scene. It stretches it out. It makes it easier. So I was like, okay, I'm going to try it. So I got the butt
KY.
Plug. Yeah, KY mm-hmm. would be great. And you put the butt plug in. You're supposed to like let it sit, you know, just relax with a butt plug in.
God. And how did you feel?
It felt weird, like I had to shit.
Yeah, see. You should have got drunk and then put it in. It would have been a party then.
And I think with anal, like I thought too hard about it. Like I wanted to do it, but I was trying too hard.
You got to relax.
My butt was like just closed off.
Right? Don't they got to relax?
Yeah. Yes, your butt knew that you weren't ready for that pain.
My
yeah.
butt was like, what are we doing?
Hold on, bitch. You know.
Your butt wanted like, better for the both of you.
My butthole was like, no vacancy.
Close.
What about you, Malibu Mitch? What are you going
to
do?
I didn't know sex toys was like a thing. So clearly I need to go get my nigga a dick lock. Babe, you over there, you getting a dick lock.
It's not a
you
toy.
No, that nigga getting strapped the fuck down.
Get the strap.
No, but yeah, I'm going to try some toys. And I wanna go OC more. I want to go out of the country more. You know, we just went to Jamaica. So I thought that was mad lit. And, mm-hmm. you know, so I want to probably travel more to get my sex up there.
Like traveling does make life sexier, but it also is a lot of pressure because you feel like when you travel you're supposed to have like great sex.
No, just get drunk and it'll feel like that. Like, you know, just get drunk, have fun, and just be like
that's my solution.
Just get drunk.
Just get drunk.
Right. Whatever sex, just get drunk. The reason, just get drunk.
You don't want to suck dick. Just get drunk.
Well, Michael's gonna get drunk.
Yes,
2019.
You gotta get some Honey Jack.
No, no props. I have a bonus if it helps. I could try public sex again under better circumstances. I'll text you about that one too. Right. We'll start with dick sex and work our way up. Yes.
Or you could suck dick in public.
Yes. We'll combine
it too. Kill two birds with one stone.
There we go. Yes. That sounds like a plan.
But listen, I want to thank y'all for coming through.
Thank you.
New year. We got a lot of things that we need to work on. I think what's important is sometimes people feel like talking about sex is like so taboo, but I think it's important for us to do it like in this type of positive environment. Mm-hmm. But we can have fun. Sex is fun. Mm-hmm. You know? Yes. So I don't want people to feel like, oh. Uh-huh.
You're loosening me up. Yes.
Oh, yeah. We like
plug will do that too.
You are my KY jelly.
I am your butt plug. KY jelly.
Well, I'm glad I could be there for you. But yeah, I think somebody said to me one time, like, oh, it's hard for me to like say to defend certain things because you have a show called Lip Service. And the show is not about being like disrespectful to women at all, you know, or to men or to anybody. It's really for us to just talk about sex. It's so important to have these conversations because there's a lot of things that like people might feel weird about themselves that they do and not have anywhere to talk about it or discuss those things. Mm-hmm. And a lot of things that we want to try. So we try to be educational.
Right. Yeah. And that never gives anybody like the right to feel like they could talk to you or disrespect you in a different kind of way just because you're open about your sexuality.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy to me. You should be able to express that with no problem.
So with that being said, suck a fuck who you want, baby.
And to the person that got a problem, suck it in.
I received that.
Oh, he receives. Okay.
Keep it up. Service, thank y'all so much.
This podcast is brought to you by Smilf, returning to Showtime with all new episodes starting January 20th. Bridget Bird is redefining what it means to be young, single, and a mom. Raw, honest, and relatable, Smilf stars Frankie Shaw, Rosie O'Donnell, and Connie Britton, only on Showtime.